is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, April 1st. A little after 11 o'clock in the morning, once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host today. Today is April's Fool's Day. Some European type concept they have. Today I have some Afrocentric people inside the studio, right? They believe they are the chosen people. They say they're the heroes. I say, I don't know, this April Fool's Day again, and I question them again. I always bring them here every so often, though, because they have a message, and a message to the Caribbean. And I'm a Caribbean man, right?
Yes, true.
And I'm always trying to understand exactly what is this Israel united in Christ, and why are they trying to colonize our Caribbean people mind? Why these black Americans? Nay, they're not black Americans anymore because they have colonized most of the Caribbean and now they have different type of African people. People in diaspora are part of their organization trying to convince us. But we in the Bahamas are the last bastion, right? They are trying to come to the Bahamas now to say that they are bringing us hope. They are bringing us the news and that we are to receive it. And I'm trying to say, what are we going to get out of this? Why are these people in purple always here? Why they think they're the chosen people? Because I know the Hebrews. I read that inside the Bible. My Bible didn't tell me who the Hebrews are.
Black.
These Hebrews look different. They're a little darkish for me. The sun bronzed their color and say, you're all a different set of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about that today. Also, I want to talk about why these African Americans think that they are the salvations to us Caribbean people who already get the light. We already know ourselves. We are the only people who never experienced governing, self-governance. They never experienced that. They still have issues in that big America. But they believe they can come and tell us what to do and have salvation. So I welcome them. I'm welcoming actually Deacon Labaka?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Deacon Labaka have an accent, so I know he's an African-American, right? He is one somebody. Of those sensible Africans in the diaspora, right? But he has been convinced by the colonizer spirit of the African-American, the Israel United in Christ. First of all, I want to welcome the good deacon.
Yes, right? Sir.
He's a good, decent man, because I've met him before. He's a real person. And all of that theatrics I did earlier, I don't want to take it away from the works that him and his organization is doing. But I want him again to explain what is Israel United in Christ.
Yeah, Israel United in Christ started in New York headquarters. Our headquarters in New York started by Bishop Netanyahu. Now we have a couple of bishops and deacons and captains, officers and soldiers. We go out here and gather soul. That's our job, to gather soul. The souls we're going to gather, these are the soul that's been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth because we break God's commandments. We are the children of Israel. We're not black Israelite. We are the children of Israel who've been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Then gather the 12 tribes of the house of Israel. So we, this organization, Israel United in Christ, we are around the world preaching our people to wake up our people because our people been sleeping too long. So now we're in Nassau, Bahamas. Nassau, Bahamas is our home. So we come in here, just trying to show our people that they're not free, but you think you're free. But when you are free, guess what? You create your own thing. Last time I checked in the airport, in the at least there was like two airplanes was same time. All I see is a bunch of white folks, few black people. But if you are free, if there is no tourists come here, this island will be going under, you know. But you say you're free, though. But the enemy, that's what's feeding you. There's a delusion of freedom you had. Mm-hmm. Because Christ said, I want to bring a scripture, so if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Because let's get Romans 12, verse 2. Because you make a statement, then you saying that you're the only island that is free, that govern his own self. But remember, if I ask you today, what is your last name coming from? It's a British last name. Then if I ask you today, what's the education? Who give you your education? You're going to be British. Let's read.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world.
Because this world have their own wisdom already. So God want us to do what?
Be not conformed to this world.
Come on.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Your mind must change. Do we see what we're giving you today? Your mind must change. Because, come on.
That ye prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Because what we lost in the gospel is nobody know what is the will of God. Everybody think they know what is the will of God. But we have to know when our mind is changed, now we have to seek out what is the will of God. What is it? Because many people say that they got the will of God. But let's just the Bible speak the will of God for us.
Let me speak to you, Mr. Deacon Labaka.
Yes, sir.
There's a scripture.
Labaka.
And forgive me.
No, you're good. You're good, sir.
I appreciate that.
You know?
And I can continue to
charge
you.
I'm going to have to charge you.
Wrong with that. That's a colonizer spirit always trying to charge African people. But I can excuse you.
Yes, sir.
Right? There's a scripture that says even the devil can quote scripture.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I see your Hebrew Israelites, right? Uh-huh. Y'all tend to quote scriptures a lot, but it's a little different from how I interpret it.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see if you... How what you saying is, or if it is it something sinister?
Okay.
Is it something sinister you're trying to do to try to convince me that your way is better than mm-hmm. the way I have been taught all my life? Because mm-hmm. I have Christ.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And your Christ just seemed different.
No, you believe you have Christ,
Christ seemed dark. Your Christ seemed dark, and I'm just trying to find out.
Okay.
Enlighten me, man. Just enlighten me.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you remember this earlier we was talking. Let's get the before you get that. Get the Ezekiel. Speak my word to them, because we're not here to speak our own words. Because God that sent us, we got to speak His own words. Because our word don't mean nothing. But let's see what God told Prophet Ezekiel.
Yes, sir. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them,
mm-hmm.
neither be afraid of their words.
Mm-hmm.
No briars and thorns be with thee.
Because you got some good words, brother. But God said, do not afraid of you. Come on.
And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be afraid of their looks,
uh-huh.
though they be a rebellious house.
Because that's what Israel is. We are a rebellion house. Come on.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them.
Nah, Laba words.
Thou shalt speak my words unto them.
So the word we're about to speak to you, these are the word of God. Because thus say the Lord. We have to speak the word of God. Now let's get to that Peter you got.
This is the book of 1 Peter.
Second
Peter. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Because you only heard that from Christians.
Right.
Come on.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man.
There was no man decide to write the Bible. There was the Spirit of God that entered to man, allowed men to write the prophecy that is written, the word of God that is we reading right now. Come on.
But holy men of God.
What kind of men they were?
Holy men of God.
Not sinful men.
But holy men of God.
Because that's what we're facing in this world. A bunch of sinful sinful men want to teach the gospel. But these men were holy men of God. Come on.
But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
This morning, we're about to move by the Holy Spirit. For example, yeah, let's get perfect example, right? In this world we're living in, right? When you read about our forefathers, when you see movies about our forefathers, what they look like to you? White. But now we're about to show you in the Bible, our forefathers were black.
before you go there, Deacon, this book you're reading, that's the Bible?
Yeah, that's the Bible. We just read it.
Yeah. Who print that? No.
What book in the world does not print?
Name me one.
No. The book you follow. Good what Deacon. Book in the world?
He said, I know scripture.
Yeah.
He said he knows scripture.
Scripture.
Now you read the scripture. He said, who print that?
That's confusion, man.
He said, who print that?
Let me ask you just a simple question. You can just close the book and look at who printed. Because I want to know where you get this Bible from. Who print that Bible? Which Bible is it? No. You got to close it.
Listen.
No, I want to see the front. No, Deacon.
Listen. Deacon. Let me show you something.
You
you're not paying attention.
You want to show me?
Remember,
where you
remember
this Bible?
Hold on. Remember, we just reading.
That's a King James Bible.
Yeah, King James was also a black man.
Right. King James black.
Kings of Scotland. Rule two.
Scotland Empire.
Huh? Yeah, he was dark like you and I.
He's dark.
But now, what the European tell you, he was a white man or a homosexual.
So you're saying
because
that
you believe in that in that philosophy.
King James is a black man.
All you have to do is research it, man. It's right there. I don't know why you're afraid to read.
And you're saying
black people are afraid to read, man. The knowledge age. You're in a knowledge age right now. Where all you have to do, Google, that thing is right there.
So King James is a black man. He's Scottish.
Yes.
And you're saying the Bible that you have there is printed where? Just close it because when you read that,
you're gonna see Cambridge.
Cambridge,
there's a lot of his Bible printed in Cambridge.
That's
right?
Black people too,
huh?
That's black people too.
Scholars, you understand that book?
They're black scholars.
I like your energy though, but your energy was not gonna pass the knowledge of God. Let's go.
I'm just trying to.
Okay, the same book, right? The same book.
Go ahead.
You say the oppressor woke, right? Okay, that's what you want to get into, right? But okay. Let's say I'm flowing with you.
Yes.
The same book you say the oppressor woke, right?
Flowing.
But now we're about to go. Let's get the Son of Solomon right quick.
But you ain't sure. Tell me if that.
No, I'm going to show you something. The same book you say the oppressor woke, right? That's where your mind is telling you. Mm-hmm. But you remember, we just read in Romans 12, verse 2. Your mind must be changed. I'm talking to a man, his mind has not been changed yet. So my job as a teacher and also as a prophet of the Lord is to convert you to the laws of God.
Right.
You understand? That's all my job here, is to convert you to the laws of God. Not my words. Convert you to the laws of God. Come on, what you tell him to get?
You got a Bible.
Come on. Let's see the Bible.
That's Cambridge too. Which one that is? That's a Cambridge one?
This is the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Is it from the Cambridge people?
On page 81.
It's not from the Cambridge.
This is knowledge.
I just want to know who wrote it.
No, we're going to bring knowledge.
The collection of books.
Go to King James Version. That's his question.
Oh, King James.
Okay. It's under Bible, but go to King James Version.
That's a black one from Scottish, right?
Exactly.
King James.
Three countries at one time. During
that's dark meaning. Yeah.
Dark people ruled during those times.
That's what I mean.
They say it was no history for 1,000 years. You believe that? You believe
that?
No history for 1,000 years?
You believe that?
No, we ruled both sides of the world. We ruled the Americas, North, Central, and South America, and we also ruled Europe. Because what happened to Rome?
What happened to Rome?
Rome fell in 193 A.D. This is basic history 101. You got that?
Then became the Dark Ages.
Go ahead.
After that.
The King James.
Who was Septimius Severus? How did Rome fall? A black man.
Black man.
Named Septimius Severus, who was an Israelite general. Basic Bible history. Go ahead.
Your cap, be easy on him, man.
Yes.
because knowledge to him. The knowledge is too heavy for him. You got to be easy on that guy. Come on.
This is the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary on page 86 under Bible, King James Version. Mm-hmm. When Elizabeth died, in 1603, the crown passed to James I, who had been king of Scotland for 37 years as James IV. Several months after he ascended to the throne of England, he authorized a new translation of the Bible.
He wrote it.
He authorized.
He was the author to it. Bring the people together till we wrote the Bible. Now we have in English. Come on.
He authorized a new translation of the Bible to replace the Bishop's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
46 of the best Hebrew and Greek scholars.
Are you a scholar, brother?
I want to know if these.
Are you a scholar?
I can answer that.
We are scholars.
I want to know if these Greek people were black too.
He just told you who they were. Come on.
47 of the best Hebrew and Greek scholars of the day were divided into six groups. Three for the Old Testament.
Come on.
Two for the New.
Come on.
And one for the Apocrypha.
You see that? These wise men, they gathered together, be able to have the Bible we have today, put them together today, they translated. But one thing I want your guys to understand, because we here, the things that we're teaching, we want everybody to understand that. Mm-hmm. We're not here to give you religions, but the only religion if we're here to give you was the pure religion according to Titus. You understand? Man, but this is what we want your guys to understand.
Go ahead.
All right? Psalm 19, verse 7. We're going to take it there.
Deacon, I have some callers who want to engage with. A caller just hanging out. Take a call back.
But yes.
Hopefully, they'll ask you a question that you can respond.
Yeah, sure. We're here for your brothers, man. If you have any questions, sisters, please open your Bible. Ask some smart question, too. Come on.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 19, and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
What is the laws of God is?
The law of the Lord is perfect.
Come on.
Converting the soul.
Because that's what's going to change us. It's the laws of God, not the laws of men. Going to stop us from committing adultery. The laws of God going to stop us from stealing. The laws of God going to stop these young men. They're killing each other every day in Bahamas. The laws of God will stop them from doing it. They'll be able to see Christ within each other. That's what we're trying to change the world to. Come on.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Come on.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure.
The commandment of God is what?
Is pure.
So then we need that in a black community. Come on.
Enlightening the eyes.
Because our people dead.
Deacon, I'm going to the phone line now, right?
Yeah, go ahead. If the brother's still on.
But can white people join this organization? Or is it only for black people?
No, we do have, what your guys don't understand, they got nothing to do with color.
So you have black Israelites?
They have nothing to do with color. There is some of our brothers, like for example, Bob Marley, which you all know. Yeah, Bob Marley's father was what?
Yeah, but Bob Marley.
No, hold on. You asked a question.
But
his daddy was a white man, right?
Yeah.
So Bob Marley would have been what today? A white man.
No, he'd be a black man.
You see, that's confusion. But the Bible, hold on. Let's see what make you who you are. If it's in your mother's side or if it's in your father's side. That's what the Bible is telling us, everything we need to. Let's see. Come on.
This is the book of Numbers, chapter 1 and verse 18. And they assemble all the congregation together on the first day of the second month.
Come on.
And they declare their pedigrees.
By what?
After their families, by the house of their father.
So your father, like for example, if a black man have a kid with a white woman, guess what? The kid is black because they're coming from a black man. But if a white man have a kid with a black woman, the kid is white. You understand? Because the father, because their seed coming from the father's side. That's confusion, man. When you are here, you're talking about I'm half German, I'm half white, I'm half black. That's confusion, man. God is making it plain for us.
Yes.
That's why the laws of God, you remember we read about it? The laws of God was what? Pure. The laws of God is what? Righteous. That's what righteous. Men discern who you are.
Let's go to the callers there, Deacon. Let's go to the callers. Because now I found that white people could join Israelites.
They have to be Israelite. They have to come in from Israelite. Not every white European can join us.
What?
Because the white, they're European, they're not our nationality. So why can they join us when they're not the same? We're not the same.
And come back to that. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Got it. Deacon Labaka.
Yes, sir.
How
are
you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
I have a few questions I'd like to ask your guests, right?
Yes, sir. Make sure they're clear, sir.
Trust me, they're going to be extremely clear. I'm a fan of the show. That's the good news. The bad news is for some of your guests, I'm a fan of the show.
Okay, go ahead.
Extremely clear.
Go ahead.
Do you all believe in bigamy? Because it's public perception. I have heard from a few people that you guys believe in bigamy. The second question is, right, where did your religion origin from? The third question I'd like to ask you guys, right, are you a group of cults? Because also people public perception that the group is. The fourth question I would like for you to ask, right, why do your organization dislike white people?
No, we don't dislike white people.
Thanks very much, caller. I appreciate it.
You see, that's easy for you to say that because you've been colonized. Man, but that's okay, brother. that you have to learn wisdom first before you can see that you're still in captivity in this island, because you're thinking you're free. But there you go. I came in this island. I see my people in the bottom. I see the Bahamian in the bottom. I go throughout we travel throughout the world, Africa, everywhere. My people in the bottom. But there you go. In your own delusion mind, we thinking we free. This is what Christ said. Let's get the scripture we read earlier. You remember the scripture we read earlier about freedom? What Christ said to you, remember, we just read it downstairs, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't forget the bigamy question. Don't forget.
No. We got him.
Wait, very original. Are you a cult?
Okay.
You know?
Big Mary, do you marry somebody else? Similar, but a little different.
Okay. Come on.
You got it.
17.
The other two gentlemen talking, they are captains.
Well, you can talk about the.
No, officer.
Oh, explain what a captain is.
That's a captain, that's an officer.
An officer, explain that so listening audience could appreciate it while they're looking for the scripture.
Come on.
Okay. My name is Captain Yadaya of Israel United in Christ. My job is to support and help the deacons and supervise the IURC branches to ensure that everybody is operating according to the guidelines of the Holy Bible. Now, with that first question, you want me to deal with that first question, bigamy?
Yeah, that's, but we're going to go straight. We don't have that much time, Cap.
Yes, sir. Corinthians 7, start at verse 1. Because bigamy is when you marry and you marry somebody else. No, we don't teach that, because the Bible does not teach that. Corinthians 7, start at verse 1.
All right. This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7 and verse 1.
Go ahead.
Now, concerning the things whereof we wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Go ahead.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication.
To avoid fornication, which I see a lot of fornication in the Bahamas. A lot of boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. A lot of lewdness. 1 in 4 got an STD. This is a godless country, but they all Christian. Go ahead.
Let every man have his own wife.
Let every man have his own wife. Go ahead.
And let every woman have her own husband.
One wife and every woman have her own husband. No, we do not teach bigamy at all. We don't practice bigamy neither.
Next question.
Question two.
Religion. Where you originated from, the religion.
The religion. Okay, so the religion is the laws of God. God never gave our people, the Israelites, religion. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. Let me show you what he gave us.
Are you in the spirit? That's what I was about to pull.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 44.
Uh-huh.
God never gave us the Baptist church. Half of the people on the island, Baptist. That came from a white man in 1609 named John Smith. Y'all minds are colonized, but y'all want to talk about us. Y'all crazy, man. Read that.
This is the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44.
Come on.
And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel.
No, this is the religion.
This is the law which Moses set before the children of
Baptist.
Israel. This is the law which Moses
set. Catholic.
The law. Which Moses set before the children of Israel.
Come on, man.
That's all we want on that.
Okay, let me just go to the caller again.
Question 3.
No, we're going to go to the caller, because you explain all of that. Let's quickly move on. Go ahead, caller. You're talking
good
to the
morning,
deacon. Labaka. Go ahead, quickly. Yeah.
And good morning to your guest.
Hey, good morning, sis.
I'm listening to them, and, you know, I understand the Bible very well, was brought up in it. And but my confusion with them is what seems to be... there's something that I don't like with the fact that you seem to
you never met us, sis.
No. It's the way you speak. I'm going off that.
Yeah, Christ speak the same way with authority.
Okay, where is there any place in what you teach or your religion for a woman? Because all I'm hearing is guys. I don't hear any ladies.
I don't think no woman in this group.
Yeah,
do you all have women inside your group?
Both the brothers I'm with, they're all married. Sis, we got children.
I didn't ask if women were only made to be wives. Is there any place in your church as in leadership to, area? Is there any place for a female?
Female to be what?
I don't know, hold any position at all in the church.
Yeah, let's see what the Bible said. Let's let the Bible speak. Sis, let's let the Bible speak.
I can let him respond right now.
Let the Bible speak. Thank you so much, sis.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Start at 2.
Verse 2.
No, 3, you're right. Go ahead.
Verse 3. That the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things.
That means they're about the Lord's commandment. Come on.
That they may teach the young women
to do what?
To love their husbands, to love their children.
Because in the black community, your black woman thinking you love your children. You have to be taught how to love your children, how to love your husband. Mm-hmm. That's why you're a bunch of adulteries out here. Come on.
To be discreet, chaste,
keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
You know why they say obedient to their own husband? Because a lot of you in this island, you don't obey your husband. Let's get Corinthians 11. Let's see the order in heaven. You say, let's see if you accept it.
You say behaving women don't obey their husband?
They don't obey their husband. They don't.
Well-behaved women don't make history.
Listen to this.
They're demure.
Let's see if she accept this. Let's see if she expect what Christ is.
They nice.
Come on. 1 Corinthians 11. But
this is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
This is the order in heaven. Then God want to establish upon this earth. Let's see if you accept that.
Go ahead.
But I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ.
Our head is Christ. The head of man is Christ. Come on.
And the head of the woman is the man.
No, the head of the woman is Christ.
Is the man.
The head of the woman is Christ.
Is the man.
That's how our people confuse. First of all, the head of the woman is men. 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 Come on.
And the head of Christ is God.
Head. The Father. Mm-hmm. You understand? See if you accept that, sis. Then I want to jump to the, because she make our people... Are people so confused in the mindset today? We're here to cast out demons upon our people. Let's see what our King of Kings look like, first of all. Because in the island, we travel throughout the island, we see Christ look like a white man. Let's see what the Bible says he looked like. Come on. Then if you're going to accept it, sis, come on. Oh, brother, come on.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the revealing of Jesus Christ. Come on.
Verse 14.
Come on.
His head and his hairs were white like wool.
Like woolly hair. Who have woolly hair? White men doesn't have no woolly hair. Black men have woolly hair. Come on, man.
As white as snow.
As white as snow. Come on.
And his eyes was as a flame of fire.
Come on.
And his feet.
His feet.
Like unto fine brass.
What that mean? What that mean? What is breast mean? Brown. Brown. Come on.
As if they burned in a furnace.
Now, if you take that, you burn it in the furnace, what color it become? Dark, dark, black. Now hold on, brothers. Let's look at Christ's forefather, what he looked like. Let's look at Solomon, brother. Let's look at Solomon, what he looked like.
Deacon,
wrong with that European white man here.
Deacon,
come on.
Yes. All I can say is hell hard, Deacon. Hell hard.
Yeah, we're gonna hit hard. Because guess what? We're here to cast out the imagination of our people.
I have a lot of callers who want to talk to you, Deacon.
I know they're ready. We ready. We want the smoke. Come on.
This is the book of Songs of Solomon. I am 1 and verse 5. I am black.
What was Solomon?
I am black.
What was Solomon, the forefather of Christ?
I am black.
Solomon said he is black. So now, what the hell in Bahamas? Mm-hmm. What I see is a bunch of a picture of white men claim they are Jesus Christ.
Everywhere.
We don't.
But listen. A simple mind will say, you know what? We don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
No,
but
we don't do that.
Look at your churches.
Mm. What church?
Look at the churches you follow, right?
What church?
The church that is the most popular church in Bahamas. Cap, talk to me.
The Baptist.
What's the Baptist
church by John Smith.
That was created by who?
John Smith.
A white man.
1609.
A white man.
We have a group called Black
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, brother.
Black Baptist.
The back of the bus, Deacon.
What was that year?
1609, Deacon.
1609, we was in captivity, brother. We was with shackles and chains. How the hell now we follow the oppressor religion?
Prince Charles.
The oppressor religion. That means we confuse, we...
It's still segregated. He said we got a new group.
Let's go.
We got an idea. We call it Black Baptist.
So
the back of the bus Baptist.
Hold on. Before the caller, we just learned Solomon was a black man. Let's see Prophet Job. Let's see Prophet Job if he was white. Because you're going to find out that Bible is about your forefathers. Yeah. Forefathers. Isaac is your forefathers. Jacob is your forefathers. Jacob had 12 sons. One of the sons today, guess what? They're in Bahamians. They call themselves Bahamian today. Right. It's time for you to wake up. Either you're going to wake up or die in your sin.
Deacon, we know this.
Give us a second.
This is the book of Job, chapter 30 and verse 30.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My skin is black upon me.
What was Job?
My skin is black upon me.
But I ain't never heard that at church.
Today when you are
they
Job,
ain't never heard
when
that.
They do a movie about Job, what Job
looks like? White man.
Allow the call.
They're showing you who's in power.
Allow the caller to engage with Deacon. Go ahead, caller.
We want for the smoke. We want them to win the smoke. That's why we're here.
Go ahead, caller. That's the Deacon there.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
My concern is this: the word
God. I notice a lot of pastors and preachers, they use the word God. But do you know Pharaoh and the Hindus, mm-hmm. they all have gods? Mm-hmm. Now, I would like for these men to identify which God. Because if you're just saying God, mm-hmm. there are thousands of gods out there.
No. I want to start with Acts 2:19. Start at Acts 2:19. Yeah, brother, do you believe in Christ? Because
hold on a second.
Because we don't have that much time, sir. We don't have that much time. Just ask one person another chance to ask another question. That's all we ask, sir. Because we're going to answer your question. All right? Let's see what Christ said.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 19.
Come on.
Repent, ye therefore.
Because a lot of our people don't repent. That's why the Bible is going to be hard for them to understand. Come on.
And be converted.
Yeah, what the Bible said?
And be converted.
Yeah, the brother that asked the question, do you know what converting means, sir? You know, to be converted. You know what that means?
Where are you going? Quickly. Go.
Converted, right? Now let's focus on the word. Repent and be converted, right? Now let's go back to the same psalm we left earlier. What can change a man? That's what conversion means. You need to change. You remember we start with Romans 12, verse 2.
There's a song.
If your mind don't change, you're not going to receive anything.
The sins of man, nothing but the blood of the Lord.
Amen. So now, we just
wash
went to
away
Acts 3:19, right? That say your mind must be changed, but we're going to go to the word converted because we have to know what that word means.
What converted mean?
Come on.
This is the book of Psalms chapter 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect.
God's laws is perfect. Come on.
Converting the soul.
That's what can change man is God's laws. So we really have to. We came in by Bahamas. We ain't coming here to giving you the wrong doctrine, because that's not what we're about. We're about bringing the word of God. You understand? Then that's all we have is the word of God. But you know what I mean? Why it's very important we understand the laws of God. That's what can change a man. When we going toward the Bahamas, we notice that their crime rate is up. Because you know why? Because the laws of God is not being taught in the black community. That's why we kill one another. That's why we murder one another. That's why we're a bunch of adultery, a bunch of whoremonger. Then we are here trying to learn the Bible. No, stop being a whoremonger. Stop being adultery. Stop being a liar. Stop being a thief. Then you can learn the Bible. That's what's going to convert you. Laws of God going to change you.
We're going to go to the next caller, but I want to ask you this, Deacon.
Come on.
What role? I know you read the scripture.
Mm-hmm. That's all we got is the scripture.
In your organization.
Mm-hmm.
What do your women play? Because I only see men.
I
got the scripture. I got the scripture.
Okay.
I'm talking about in the organization. See, scripture, scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I see the captain.
Mm-hmm.
I see his role. He's in the script. I see the deacon.
Okay.
I see the bishop.
Okay.
I don't see no woman. Can a woman be a bishop?
No.
I know
go
scripture.
To scripture. No. We have to go by the scripture.
I took an action.
Because I cannot use my emotion.
No.
I got to use what the scripture says. Can a woman be a bishop?
Let me change the question. Is there any female bishop at this present time?
Yeah. Let's see what the scripture says.
Are there any female
bishops? We have to go by the scripture. Let the scripture speak.
Are there any female?
We're going to let the scripture speak.
At this present time.
We're going to let the scripture speak. Come on.
27. Then we go to the causeway after that.
This is the book of Numbers, chapter 27 and verse 16.
Come on.
Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation.
What's supposed to be set over the congregation? Woman or man?
Set a man over the congregation.
The congregation supposed to be man set over the congregation. Let's get it in the New Testament in case you're confused.
Also, Deacon, you know what I notice about Christians? Mm-hmm. Christians don't really listen.
You don't like Christians, Captain.
Christians don't really listen.
Captain, okay? Christians.
We just read in Titus 2 where it says the aged women. We have aged women.
Captain.
Hey, as a host, supposed to speak less and listen more as a host.
I'm just trying to say it.
Titus 2, it says that the aged women is supposed to be behavior and teach the young sisters to love their wives. That's what our women do. We have meetings weekly. They mentor and they build them up, teach them how to be wives, how to be mothers, how to have skills, how to cook, how to clean, how to submit. How to have a strong nation.
Help them soften.
You cannot have a strong nation without a strong family.
Demure woman. Mindful woman.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to the callers.
Yes.
To address
No. Just in the New Testament.
Godly women.
What is that about a woman in the New Testament? They're not supposed to be.
Corinthians 14:34.
They can't hold no position inside this group.
That's not what he said.
I guess I can give
me
what
saying is, said. A man got a divine job and a woman have a divine job. Women don't go to war. You understand? When you look at the scriptures, men go to war.
What about Deborah? Deborah didn't go to war?
Deborah held a sword?
I don't know where she held a sword.
She ain't hold no damn sword. Read that, man.
Okay, go ahead.
1 Corinthians 11.
Who want their wife getting put to death? Men die for their women. Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 34.
14:34. Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 34. Mm-hmm. Let your women keep silence in the churches.
Because the women bring confusion inside these churches.
Women bring confusion in churches?
That's where our first, you have to understand with Adam, who bring confusion to Adam?
Adam.
No, his woman bring confusion to him. Right. Come on.
Verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion.
Why you think God start with woman? He say he's not an author of confusion because a lot of confusion coming from woman. Come on,
But of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
And she must do what?
Let your women keep silence in the churches. For it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law.
That's not our words.
I think you
thus said the Lord. That ain't clear. If you're in the spirit of the Lord, after we read that verse, it's clear. Christian. But if you're in the spirit of Satan, it's going to be like, I don't understand it.
We're going to take our first commercial break right here. When we come back, I see the callers. I'm going to make the callers have some rapid questions to the deacon and, of course, the captain and the officer so we can respond. But we're talking to Israel United in Christ, right? They're established in 203. Their headquarters is in New York. We're speaking to Deacon Labaka. And above the deacon, there are a series
Bishop.
Bishop, then deacons, then captains. We're going to be right back. We continue our conversation. I see you, callers. We're coming back to you right now. Garden Radio AM.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General Insurance.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Let's go to the first caller there. We're talking about the ancient days and the creator and I were rowing back and forth off air. But let's go to the first caller. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead. We're going to make it quick. We're running out of time.
Why are we fighting against the word of God? When the word of God said in Mark chapter 7 and 8, voice, they are following man's tradition, not God's tradition. Mm-hmm. when the Bible clearly says a woman should not be a bishop? And why did those men even write the Bible? These pastors over here know women not supposed to be no bishop.
That's right.
But they going ahead doing their own thing. And woman up in the Bible said a bishop should have one wife. Could a woman have one wife?
Okay, I hear you calling. Let's thank you very much.
I'm gonna address something.
I'm glad that brother have some
that
sense.
That brother got sense.
Yeah, go ahead. Read the Bible.
I just don't like women.
Hold on. No, we love
like women.
Come on, man. This guy, you cannot build an empire without a woman.
I hope you all know that.
The brother just tell you, women play their role, men play their role.
You understand?
You cannot build a nation without a woman.
I know what the establishment trying to do to black men
in
the United States.
We're trying to put our woman.
No, we're trying
to. We ain't like that in the Caribbean.
No, we're trying to put our woman in a level where godly woman.
Go ahead.
You understand?
Read your scripture.
We're tired of our woman dressing butt naked out here. We're tired of it. We're tired of them coming to hold them. We're tired of adultery. We're tired of that. So we're trying to build precious women. You understand? Mm-hmm. Our foremothers was precious. We just finished talking about sister. What was the sister he just mentioned?
Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a righteous woman.
She was.
You got Esther.
Mm-hmm.
You got most of all. Judith. You understand? All these women play a big role. You understand? So that's why we're trying to tell our woman.
Go ahead, read that.
Come on, read that verse.
This is the book of John, chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said.
Because a lot of you are going to find out you don't believe in Christ. That's why you don't submit to the scriptures. The scripture says something, you talking about, but, we are a cult. We are, what else?
A hate group. We extreme.
Because I understand.
Our words don't mean nothing.
Right,
so our words don't mean nothing. So is Malcolm X.
Yeah.
And when he was careful for his people, they call him a hater too.
Yeah. Yeah,
so is Dr. King. They call him a hater. Yeah. What about Mark Garvey? They call him a hater too. Yeah. You understand? So that's nothing new to us.
Okay.
Of course the oppressor are gonna call us that.
Okay.
So that's something they call Christ the same thing too. So what you talking about? Come on.
Go ahead.
It says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water."
Because we cannot speak our own words, brothers, family. We cannot speak our own words. But if we believe in the scripture, the words for words, as God said to do, we're going to be all right in this captivity. But a lot of us, we want to follow after religions. We want to follow after all these philosophy out here. But the Lord said, we have to believe what the word said.
Right.
A lot of your, a bunch of Christians, y'all don't keep commandment one.
Let's go to the caller now. Go ahead, caller. We're making it quick. We have the deacon responding. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Shalom, brothers.
Peace to
God, Most High.
Hey, blessed be with you, brother.
All right. So I have a quick question. What is the common problem of all humanity? White, black, Spanish, whatever. What is the common problem? Is it them not being an Israelite, or is it sin?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, thank you. We want to address some. I'm glad. That's a good question, but I'm glad you want to understand that. Throughout the Bible, right, when you read from Genesis to Revelation, it's talking, why in this world we're living in, you're confused when you read the Bible.
Maccabees 2:6.
You understand? But we're going to show you guys what's going on throughout the world. Yeah, I was going to just win the prayer. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Win the Maccabees.
This is the book of 1 Maccabees.
The Maccabees is not in the King James Version.
Yes, it is. We're reading the King James Version.
We inside the King James, brother.
Lord have mercy.
We inside
the
King James.
The definition, it says the Apocrypha.
Yeah, if you don't have that book, you better check your spirit. Come on.
This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, and verse 64.
Mm-hmm.
"Wherefore, ye my sons, be valiant, and show yourselves men in the behalf of the law.
Go ahead.
For by it shall ye obtain glory."
Read it again, brother.
"For by it."
By what it? What it? Read it above that.
"And show yourselves men on behalf of the law."
Of what?
The law.
So we're going to be men when we adopt the laws of God. Look at the young men in the black community. Are they men? They're killing one another, man. So what we're trying to build, men. Men that fear God, men that love God, men that obey what God said. That's what we are here doing. Come on.
"Wherefore ye are sons, be valiant and show yourselves men on behalf of the law."
And deacon, the flip side,
It says, if we keep the law, that's going to be our glory. But the flip side, if we dive in verse 32, for we suffer because of our sins. So the whole world is in disarray. The whole world, our people are on the bottom all across the planet Earth because we broke God's laws, statutes, and commandments. And in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, which identifies the Israelites, said we would be cursed as a nation of people. That's why blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians are put in slavery, colonized, and to this day, even y'all in the Bahamas who got y'all independence in 1973, y'all still not free to this day.
So you can tell that the captain read the Bible a lot. Mm-hmm. He being studying the Bahamas. I'm watching you, Captain. Let's go to the corner. I'm watching him. Go ahead, caller. Make it a quick caller. Call going once. Let's move on, Kermit. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, Colleague Harris. Call going once. Trying to clear the board. Let's go to the next caller. Can you hear me, caller? Call going once. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you, caller. Just talk. Call going once. Current price. Go on to the next one. Go ahead, Quillo.
Yes, good day, Mr. New. How you doing? Good day, yes.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Yeah, tough to get through. But since we are short on time, I just get to a quick point. I just want to say something. The gentleman in the studio, all of them sound intelligent enough to know the difference between what is subjective and what is objective.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
You all know the definite objective truth, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We listening.
Okay, yeah. Now, see, I don't know how literal y'all take the Bible, right? And I don't know, because you always should take the King of Kings title to be something that is relevant and important to you in the Bible because it's in the Bible, right? Now, let me say something to you that is objective, all right? In 1930, Ethiopia had Haile Selassie crowned King of Kings, conquering land of the tribe of Judah. Now, that is objective reality as true as Donald
Yes, sir, Trump. Sir. Hold on. You believe in the Bible? Do you believe in the Bible?
Listen, let me...
Do you believe in the Bible? Answer that. Then we can answer your question. Do you believe in the Bible?
Is the Bible...
Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in the Bible?
Nothing.
Okay, now, next.
Nothing. Next.
Drop in the next. We're not wasting time with you.
Let's go to the next caller then.
With your demonic mind. We're not going to do that.
Go ahead, caller.
Come on.
And he's talking about Haile Selassie. Haile Selassie was a man who fled from Mussolini.
Can you hear me?
He ran for cover. He was a man.
No,
he worshiped a white Christ.
Yep.
Understand that.
Come on.
Go ahead. Actually, the next caller didn't come through, so we go back to the...
All right, let's read.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5.
This is our job here in this radio show.
Casting down imagination.
Because our people are full of their imagination. Our job is to cast down your imagination. Because in your imagination, you think Christ is a white man. In your imagination, you think the children of Israel are white. No, the children of Israel are dark.
Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
That's our job. Deacon. We're here to cast out every imagination,
Deacon.
Every evil thought.
I just got our text just now.
Come
Ask
on.
Me, is anyone inside the studio bohemian?
Yeah, we are here bohemian.
No.
We are here bohemian.
You can still tell the two captains.
No, we are here bohemian.
It is American.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who we are. We are one people.
Bahamian people want to
I'm
know.
I'm not American.
Bahamian people are people.
You have a street.
You understand?
Accent.
Guess what?
I'm
guess
not
what?
American.
Captain,
if,
you have a street.
If he's
accent.
American, guess what? He's still Bahamian.
Yeah.
Guess what? A Bahamian went to America. He's American.
We just dropped off in different places.
We are Bahamian. We are Bahamian. We are the children of Israel. That's who we are. All right.
Continue.
So,
4 more minutes. Go ahead.
So what we want our people to understand, when you see the purple and gold, we're here to catch out imagination. Because a lot of you're full of imagination when you read the Bible. You have to start reading the Bible with the eyes of Christ instead of your oppressor. Because your oppressor been teaching you wrong. The education you have today in Bahamas is given by who? The British. So you don't have no defense for us. Because us, we read this Bible, we breathe this Bible, we study this Bible. Guess what? We have 100-something years studying this Bible. So when y'all came in front of us, you better get your book right. You better get Christ instead of one in our mouth. That's what's wrong with us.
Is the Israel United Christ have a seminary school? Where do you go to study the Bible?
I'm going to show you quick.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5 and verse 1.
Because you're thinking that we just regular men. That's what's wrong with you in the first place. Come on.
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God.
Come on.
And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food.
Because we don't want to listen the message, what the message is. We just want to run our mouth.
But this is the house of God, right? When we open the book, the house of God, that's what we're trying to teach you guys. What God require of you and I. So we must do what God require of you and I. Regardless what our difference is, but guess what? If God said, this is his laws, this is his statutes and commandment, let's abide by that. When you're looking at the black community today, we lost of that. That's why you got loss of marriage, then you got the abortion clinics, you got all type of dumb church in the black community. It's time for us to wake up, man. Give me 1 Corinthians 15, 34, right quick, real quick. Because we're in a sleep zone. Give me 2 Ephesians 2 and 2, please.
I'd like to say that tomorrow, Israel United in Christ has boat shows. They from today, tomorrow, Aaron Green also has them. We appreciate them. But continue.
Come on.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 34. Speech. Awake to righteousness and sin not.
What Paul said to us?
Awake to righteousness and sin not.
We got to stop sinning. Now do what is right. That's what the whole Bible is about. Stop sinning. Do what is right. So what is right in the Bible? Deuteronomy 6, 25. That's what's right. Read it, brother. What is right in the Bible? We got to stop sinning and do what is right. What is right in the Bible?
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 25.
Come on.
And it shall be our righteousness.
You want to live a righteous life? This is what God said. Come on.
If we observe to do all these commandments.
None of us want to do the commandments. None of us want to apply the commandments. Then we are here want to question the prophet of God. You better get your act together. Come on.
To do all these commandments.
We have to do what?
To do all these commandments.
No, some of these commandments.
All these commandments.
For some of your brothers and sisters that go to church on Sunday, you better check the fact. Because God give us a Sabbath day.
Deacon Labaka, in terms of conversion, converting Bahamians, Caribbean people to follow this way of life.
Mm-hmm. No, God. That's God wants
God's way of life.
We just a regular
message. How do you are able to convince them on the side of the street? Most people saying you're aggressive.
Yeah,
not you particular.
No, I know. The whole Isaiah 58.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see that the way we talk if it's not in the scriptures. All right, Isaiah Cap. If you got something after that, go ahead. Isaiah 58. Because that seemed like because our people lost the passions for the Bible. You understand? When you have passion. Your people, you're not going to come out here laughing with nobody. Mm. My people in Bahamian right now, we in the bottom. So there is no laughing matter. We have to talk straight to y'all and telling y'all, stop sinning, keep God's commandments. Come on.
Stop sinning.
This is the book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1. Cry aloud.
Cry what?
Cry aloud.
So we have to raise our voice up. Come on.
Spare not.
We're not here to spare none of y'all. Come on.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Nah, what does a trumpet sound like, brother? It's loud. Oh. It's loud. No, a trumpet is loud. So we're going to speak with authority. We're going to be loud. Right. Come on.
And show my people their transgression.
Show our people their transgression. What is that? What is transgression? Sin. Show our people their sin. Deacon, so we're in Bahamas right now. 12, we're here to tell our people. We need to tell our people their sin.
Tomorrow.
Stop committing adultery.
Go ahead. Finish
Stop committing fornication. Stop stealing. Tomorrow, stop killing your own brother.
Israel United in Christ has booked out all the shows. All the shows tomorrow.
You know why? You know why? It's because we love our people in Bahamas, man. That's we right. love your brothers. Even though you don't understand the gospel, we still love your dog.
It should be entertaining how he interacts with Aaron Green tomorrow at 10 o'clock. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Aaron Green will be hosting Israel United in Christ.
You should come too.
For the 11 man. O'clock.
I want to see you again.
Listen. We listen, but we do not judge.
Yeah, we judge.
But we do not judge. Yes. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Deacon Labaka. And thank you very much to the captain, of course, the officer. They're coming a crowd. There's about 40 of them strong here in the studio. They're all kind of security, you know. They make sure to have their presence felt. I just want to talk about tomorrow, the community work that you're doing in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
we don't know you're going to take up tomorrow. I want to talk about that. And what all have you been doing since you've been in the Bahamas in terms of partnering with the government, partnering with civic organizations and stuff like that?
Right? Yeah, then our women doing a lot of work too.
I don't see no woman.
Yeah, they're helping. They're helping.
You don't have no woman in the group.
In the black community, our sisters doing a lot of work.
I don't see them. I don't see them.
Not because you don't see them, because you're blind.
Okay. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. Streaming
on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.